for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks that need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to reply. Tell me, darling, where do we begin? Put your arms around me, baby. Can't you see I need you so? Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace. Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and down my face. Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me whack off. You see that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my ass. Push it in and out at a medium pace. Talk about your old boyfriend's dick and how big it was. Now shave off my pubes and punch me in the face. Oh, darling, make me push my dick and balls back between my legs. Call me an ugly woman and take my picture to show all the people you work with. Now pull up my scrotum and take the shampoo bottle out of my ass. Pretend I'm the pizza delivery guy and watch me whack off. Strap on a dildo and make me give you head. Tell me to slow down and do it at a medium pace. Oh, I feel so humiliated. I'm about to blow my load. You tell me it's time to make love, but now I can't cause I spewed all over myself. Then you look into my eyes and you realize how much I enjoy loving you. Whoa. I'm so sorry I spunked on my stomach. Maybe next time I'll be better at loving you.
What's up, guys? It's Monday night.
You idiot. Oh, that's funny. This is a little more. Hey, you, you. I know that you like me. When, no way. No, it's not a secret.
Hey, you, you. I want to be your girlfriend. Badass Avril Lavigne right there, Jarrett.
I'll say I like it. Welcome to Crash Test Radio. It's Monday, March 19th. Almost 9 o'clock.
Almost.
I think it's past 9.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 9:05.
Almost can be used for over.
What's up, guys? I'm Rocco. Jared's here. Cliffy Doodles.
You.
To your left.
Bobby
and
from
Bobby
Threave.
From Threave actually gets a microphone for himself tonight.
All right. Hey. He's on the AIM.
Name is Crash Test Losers on AIM if you guys want to get involved with the show.
Send him your messages. Send him your clever little quirks and witty banter.
Witty banter.
Witty banter.
Witty banter.
Witty banter.
So, Rock, how was your weekend?
It was good. It snowed a lot in the New York
tri-state
area.
It did snow and iced quite a bit. My car was stuck.
Yeah, I know. I saw. I was in, a member of your blog.
Two subscribers.
Where you describe your life in pictures.
I like that you I like that you refuse to subscribe with your own name. You use the Crash Test Radio MySpace to view my blog.
Exactly. Every day, new blog subscription. Check it out.
Could have been done.
Cliff, I want to explain something to the listeners at home. Cliff's microphone right now is at his belly button, I think. Mm. Why don't you pick that up? Oh. There we go. And now, there, Rocco's fixing it.
I'm
Trying to. Nope, he's fucking it up. There we go.
I loosened
there
it. You go.
There, now talk into it. Just there, like,
oh, okay.
There's Cliffy Doodles nice. That we know.
Cliffy Doodles.
Cliff, are you, do you subscribe to my blog? I don't think you do.
I do.
I think you're just a viewer. I don't think you have a subscription.
No, I did today at work before I left work.
You subscribe?
Nice. I'm
going to have to take a look at that. So nice. I've become blog obsessed.
Yeah, I know that. Don't we kind of do our own little audio blog right here where we...
Kind of, but this is more of a photo story blog that I like to put up.
I like it. You give the audio, then the visual.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, for St. Patrick's Day, we didn't do much because St. Patrick's Day was Saturday, right? It snowed Friday.
Yeah.
Snowed Friday.
Yeah. So I don't know what your
excuse
is. We
considered ourselves snowed in. We used to do that all the time when the apartment.
We had a 3-day snow in the old apartment that me and Rocco lived in.
Oh, excuse me. The other people who came to our apartment used that as an excuse.
Yes, because they didn't want to leave.
Dude, it snowed like 8 inches 2 days ago.
We can't leave.
It's like, get the fuck out of here.
They just stayed at the apartment. It was fun, though. We bought that giant bottle of Grey Goose vodka. Yeah. You remember that like $70 bottle? It was
I got one in my 84 apartment.
Liters or something, yeah. I think, along those lines. Mm. And we made it a goal that we had to finish that that 84-liter bottle before everyone left. And since everyone stayed for like a week thinking they were snowed in, it wasn't the problem at all.
That's cool. So you guys had a party. Was Bobby here?
Well, I went to the bar, and it's weird because we go to this bar called Houlihan's. It's like a Fridays or Bennigan's for those of you who don't know.
Wasn't Houlihan's in... Help me out here, Cliff. Wasn't it an Office Space, or was
no,
it called something else?
That was fuck. There's kids listening right now too who are like, "Oh, I know the answer to this."
Crash has Bobby from three.
Shenanigans.
No, that's
Shenanigans.
That's
was,
Super Troopers.
That's Super Troopers.
You're right. That's Super Troopers. It was. I was so sure of my answer too.
I thought it was like a real place in Office Space.
No, it was. Fuck.
It wasn't.
Motherfucker. Write it in. I don't know why I can't. Yes. I want to think of it though. Bobby, don't give us the answer.
Someone send it in to Bobby from three of Crash Test Losers.
Oh.
I don't
Lingers
remember.
Or something.
Oh. Some shit.
That sounds right.
It was something like that. I just like when the guy comes over.
Chachis. Chachis. It was totally Chachis.
Yeah, but there was two, and there was one next door.
Chachis was the one she didn't work at, right? Jennifer Aniston.
The following is rated R.
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston worked at one, and there was a different one, and I think that's what Chachis was.
I don't know.
Yeah, because then they like go to lunch next door or
something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, someone needs to give us the answers to this, because we can't think of it right now. I think she's wrong. I think Chachi's was the other one that she didn't work at. We want to know where they actually go to.
Someone
eat.
Wikipedia it now.
Get on it.
It was everyone saying Chachi's. Okay. So you were at Houlihan's.
Oh, no. So we're at Houlihan's. And they don't normally card to get into the bar area. But I guess since it was St. Patrick's Day, they were carding.
Yeah.
So I get a call from Bobby. And he's like,
oh, great.
He's like, yo, dude. I'm like, what? He's like, yo, I just fucking left there. I'm like, what do you mean you left here? He's like, yo, I'm not at Houlihan's anymore. I'm like, what, I didn't even know you got here. He's like, yeah, we couldn't get in because it's 18 or it's 21 plus. I'm like, not for the dining room, you fucking asshole. I'm like, well, where are you? He's like, I drove all the way back home. I'm like, why the fuck would you go back home?
You dipshit.
And the best part about it was, too, they have two entrances to the bar area, and they were only carding at one of the areas. So any friends that I had that were under the age went through the other door to get in.
Yeah.
And
wait, how
so
old
packed,
are you?
Yeah, how like, old are you? What did I say?
20. Oh, you're 20.
Why is your mic, like, talk for a second, Bobby? Oh, cool. It's not working. It's perfect. Try one more time.
Just the way it should be.
Eat my nuts.
There you are.
There you are, Bobby.
So
that's
but
cool.
Yeah, so Bobby met us there, and we came back here. It's all on my blog. You can read about it on myspace.com/JarrettRules.
Dude, I didn't give you permission.
But
write
no
it
one,
on me
no one
blog.
Can spell my name, so you'll never figure it out unless you get the Crash Test Radio one. But anyway, no, not too. I mean, we just drank.
Just got really drunk.
Yeah,
I was having this big plan to have people at my house. And I called Cliff.
Yeah, I was
gonna. Of course,
go,
he was good.
I was gonna go out to the fucking bar.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I'm gonna have people over. And then I get there, and like nobody's fucking there.
We got
like, well, I called Billy, and you know, he didn't pick up. So I was like,
that was it. I gave up.
That was it.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys do? Smoke pot and hang out for the night?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
We had a couple
people
over.
No, we smoked hash, dude.
We smoked hash. It was awesome.
I don't even know what that means. Isn't that like a kind of meat?
It's like this condensed. It's like all the resin
it's like
left.
Shaken. Isn't it like shaken? The
shaken,
like
not
condensed,
stirred?
Shaken.
We don't know what we were smoking.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
That's all that counts. Bobby, did you have fun? That's good. Thanks.
Yeah,
God, it really went really well for you.
You guys give me the hardest time tonight.
So why?
We give you the hardest time every night.
I just found out Bobby was in band tonight.
Fuck off.
Wait, seriously?
Bobby's in a band.
Never know. Thrive.
Oh, man. So we have some news stories.
Yeah. Normally, we don't do the news too much because we suck at it. But these stories are just way too good to be horrible at, I think, personally.
Hopefully.
Well, I think we all think that. What do you want to start with?
Do we care about the cops being indicted for killing that guy?
I think that they should all be fucking hung because cops are pieces of shit.
That was a story about the black guy who got shot like 30 times by the cops.
Basically, if you don't know the story, because you're not tuning in from the New York area, there was a guy named Sean Bell. He was out to a strip club with all his friends for his bachelor party. He's getting married the next day. Walks out of the strip club. Something goes wrong. Nothing happens, really. He's not armed. He's got absolutely nothing. And like four or five cops just fucking unload. 31. One cop. 31 bullets. Now you tell me that that's not fucked up. So three of the...
He's coming right for us. It's one of them dark fellas.
So
you know, I'm going to school to become a cop.
They're saying 10 years per shooting or something. I don't know what it's going to be. They're actually saying it could be up to 25 years per cop.
It's one of them color people.
I hate cops.
He's coming right for us.
I actually don't hate New York City cops as much, but you know what? That's what they get coming to them. 31.
He's still move on. Moving.
Stop. Just move on. All
right. So those cops got political. Over the weekend, remember in an earlier podcast, I told you a story about how I saw Sinbad with my parents at a honeymoon retreat.
At the most gorgeous place you've ever been on a date?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And apparently Sinbad died over the weekend.
Reported in Wikipedia, I believe.
This is funny. Actor-comedian Sinbad had a last laugh after his Wikipedia entry announced that he was dead. The performer said on Thursday, rumors began circulating Saturday regarding the posting, said Sinbad, who first got a telephone call from his daughter, who pretty much saw that, I guess, would you look up your dad? Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I'd look up my dad once.
What, right? Like online?
On Wikipedia. Why was she looking up her dad on Wikipedia?
I don't know.
Wouldn't she know everything he kind of does?
Yeah.
She was looking for the dirt.
He's showing his friends. Right. Check out my dad.
This is my dad.
Wikipedia, my dad.
He was in that show where he had that big hair, red hair.
He was in the pants. He was in Good Burger.
He was in Good Burger. The gossip quieted, but a few days later, after the 50-year-old entertainer said the phone calls, text messages, and emails started pouring in by the hundreds. Saturday, I rose from the dead and then died again in the Los Angeles space. He said on a telephone interview. Interesting. So Sinbad is not dead. Yeah. For those of you who are very worried that
Sinbad was dead,
he's alive. Which made me feel good, because when I saw Sinbad was dead, or they was, you know,
can you stop? What's wrong with your mic?
It's
that you have to
down,
keep fixing
down.
It.
I was kind of, you know, I saw him in concert, and I feel like we kind of had a connection that night.
Gotcha. So there's some news that hits pretty close to home for us, as in distance wise to the town that this actually happened in.
Yes.
And this is interesting. I want to dive into this.
Okay.
Oh God. So three boys were judge ordered. I'm trying to leave the town name out as I do this, so I have to do a little bit of rephrasing.
Bobby,
let's see how I can do this. A judge ordered three little furry teenagers into home confinement Friday after authorities accused them of sexually assaulting another teenager. The three boys, two of them 13 and one 14, were with the other boy, also 13, at one of their houses when the quote kidding got a little out of hand, said the police chief.
Tongue kisses?
The assailants removed the victim's clothing, threw it outside the lawn, then took photographs of the naked youth with a cell phone. While the 13-year-olds held the victim down, the 14-year-old assaulted him with a hot dog, the chief said.
In his butt? How can you sexually assault someone with a hot dog, right? You gotta stick it up his butt.
You can't assault a male with a hot dog unless you stick it up his... Well, I guess there's several holes, but I guess the butt is what we're... Well, here's my question. Let's jump back on this first off, Rocco.
Who's having butt sex?
Okay, let's Okay, I'm sorry I'm laughing because this is horrible. But I'm curious if one of these kids, the one who fucked with the other kid, like, you know, one of the bad kids, we'll refer to them as.
Yeah.
If that was your child, what would you do or say to him?
If my son came home because he sexually harassed someone with a hot dog?
Your son is one of the guilty ones. Yes.
One time, I had a friend that it was a kid who always hung out with us, kind of like Bobby, even though we never told him, like called him, and he would hang out with us all the time.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm too busy watching an argument. It's like watching Celebrity Deathmatch in this one chat room. These two girls are like seriously calling each other like cunts and shit. It's pretty fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of cunts, we can move to Hillary Clinton next, but let's continue.
So he was over, and me and my other friend were like, "Yo, let's really piss off our friend," and we kept calling him a vagina. Now, this was like third grade, so we weren't really sure what a vagina was.
I was going to say, I hope this wasn't, you know, like last week or something.
No, so we kept calling him a vagina, and he eventually went home and told his mom, and, you know, really, my parents found out, and my dad beat the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah, for calling this kid a vagina. Like, are you calling the kid down a block the vagina? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what it is.
So then the question is, what would you do to this kid if this was your kid?
Your son
beat
home.
The shit out of him. Yeah? That's what I was learned.
Cliff?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd be pretty worried about him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what was making you do this? And Bobby, what would you do if this was your kid?
I have to sit him down. What?
Oh, if we...
Thanks for following us.
this is too
my
interesting.
My hot spicy boner, of course.
Now, my next question then to you, my next question to you guys is, what would you prefer, who would you prefer your kid to be? One of the kids who is fucking with the other kid and is about to face like some serious shit, or serious for a 13-year-old, or be the kid who got violated with a hot dog.
The kid who did it.
You probably.
Yeah. I got to go to the baseball games and all the dads going, hey, yo, did you hear about son? Yeah. He took it in the ass by a hot dog.
You wouldn't think it'd be weird to be the other side of being like, that kid forced a hot dog. Like, the other that's kid didn't saying. Necessarily want it, you know?
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you
guys.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't
want to
have the kid who like shoved a hot dog up some other kid's ass either.
But like, know? Check it out. You see Bobby over there? Kid's totally gay. He's already sticking hot dogs up kids' asses.
All right, so there's
totally.
And then, what do you think should be the penalty for these children?
They should what? Well, I don't know. Did it happen at school or no? It was at their house.
No, it was at someone's house. I'm curious whose house.
They'll probably get community service or some crap.
That's it, right? You think?
Yeah. What else are they gonna do?
I don't know. Is that the largest passenger plane landed in New York City today?
That's like the most exciting.
Holds 550 passengers.
I think this guy who had to pee in a vomit bag.
Yeah,
was
but I'm talking about the most exciting, as in today. Like, we never get news on today, and this actually happened today. The Airbus A380. No one, but it's the only fucking news that happened today. Go with your story, and then I can top it. I promise you.
No, so a SkyWest Airlines had to apologize to a passenger after they barred him from a plane's restroom. The flight attendant wouldn't let this guy go to the bathroom, and he ended up having to pee in a vomit bag.
That's what I hear.
Which is the most sensible thing. Now, I was having a fight with my girlfriend. She was like, what would you do if you just saw a guy peeing in a vomit bag next to you? Mm-hmm. I go, well, if I was seeing him pee in the vomit bag, I'm sure there's a reason, and I would see that he was trying to go to the bathroom. I go, piss all you want, buddy. Just don't get it on me.
But he knew
know?
Something was coming. The question, do you think there was like a bottle or something he could have used opposed to the bag? You wouldn't think the bag would necessarily hold up. I mean, they are wax coated. Yeah, to hold puke, so I guess they should be able to hold piss. But my question is, then what do you do with the bag?
I don't know.
And you can't stuff it. You know how when you're
pour it down the toilet.
You know how when you're you couldn't get into the toilet, you asshole.
No, after she lets you got to hold on to it.
Oh no, they wouldn't open the bathroom for the whole thing because the light wasn't working. Is what they said. Read your fucking news before you.
The flight attendant said that the captain did allow passengers to use a bathroom as long as the plane was stationary.
Yes, as in on the ground.
She said the plane was not moving when he did relieve himself in the bathroom
the first
earlier. And they say we took a minor delay for this because the guy had to pee. So she's saying it held up the flight.
Well, I just think it's funny, like what you would do with the bag, because you know how when you're on a plane, you feel like it's okay to shove as much as you can fit into that little pocket in front of you, like that's on the behind the seat.
Yeah,
that's your personal trash can that the airline decides to put in there. I was thinking of like this bag, like he takes it and he folds up the bag and you know rolls it and uses little metal plastic tabs to seal it up and then ugh.
That'd be funny, man.
So
I'd like to see that.
Have you heard about the airline that moved the dead body to first class?
No, I didn't. Tell me about that.
A first class.
People are so stupid.
A first class passenger on a flight from Delhi to London, awoke to find the corpse of a woman who had died in the economy cabin being placed in the seat next to him. The economy section of the flight was full, and the cabin crew needed to move the woman and her grieving family out of that compartment to give them some privacy. We can stop there.
I guess. Well, what else are you going to do?
The bathroom.
Shove them in the bathrooms, and then the other fucking passengers can't go to the bathroom and start peeing in their vomit bags.
I don't know what kind of plane it was, but I assume that there was more than one toilet.
Yeah.
But what do you? Could you imagine someone dying on a plane?
But don't people shit themselves when they die?
I think I just did.
I think you piss yourself.
I think
you lose your
everything
control.
Releases.
All I know
I've
is
heard that as well.
All I know is I'm taking the aisle seat from now on when I'm in coach.
I don't know, man. I think you shit yourself.
British Airways said in a statement that 10 passengers die each year during flights, and that's usually what they deal with. Like that's how they handle it.
Really? That I would think it was so much lower than that.
That would be such a bad day at work.
What?
Being a steward or stewardess. And having
I'm totally drinking a beer I threw a piece of gum in.
Do you think two of them carry the person, or do you think they just drag them like in the movie Airplane?
Yeah, that's gotta be a pretty funny sight to see them pulling this dead body out of a
That would definitely plane ruin seat, right? My flight, that's for sure.
All right, well, what else do we have?
New Mexico man arrested on 28th DWI charge. The worst they're going to give him, they say, is a $5,000 fine and 3 years in prison.
Okay.
28 DWIs, you should be put in prison for your fucking life. You should be hung.
How's he keep getting a license back?
Yeah. I don't think he has them.
Our friend Dougie used to get points all the time. So
he had like 89
points. He had 32
points
at one point. Right. And you're supposed to lose your license at 12 in Jersey.
That's weird.
And I go, how the fuck am I on the road with someone like you who's fucking got 32 points or whatever?
Right. For our Australia listeners, it works a little bit different over here. And you guys will find this interesting, I think. In Australia, you start with points. You start with, say, like 15 points.
Yeah.
And you lose points. And if you get to zero, you lose your license.
Is everyone, like, super happy in Australia?
Yes.
I feel like they are, right?
It's the most amazing place in the entire world.
And is it kind of like another state?
Yeah, it's like being in, like...
Like, it's kind of like, Americanized,
it's
right?
It's like being in California or so, I'd say.
Like, what they speak is pretty much, like, English. Just
yeah,
with
they
a
say
little
weird,
dialect,
they don't,
right?
Instead of saying, like, what's up, they say, how you going? Which is just kind of funny. Just welcome. How you going? And what we our joke's always like, oh, by car, you know. But yeah, no, it's how you going. And there's just like little things that are different, you know.
Yeah.
But overall, it's pretty cool. Dad hides drug stash in 6-year-old girl's pocket.
That's where I'd hide it.
Police here say a man charged with drug possession had an unusual place to store his stash in his 6-year-old daughter's pocket.
Vagina.
Dennis Riker, 41.
Gene.
Do you think girls can just store stuff in their vagina? Like, it's almost like a little private locker.
Like a fifth pocket.
Like a ham wallet.
I don't know. So? Why don't you ask the listeners to chime in on the
like, if I had something like that, I put it in a little Ziploc bag and just boop. Like, right?
You have an asshole.
Yeah, but that's really, yeah. You know, tight and confined. I feel like whatever I had would be crushed by my the mighty sphincter. It, like, grabs a hold of it, you know? When you, like, take the shampoo and put it on your finger and then you stick it in your ass to kind of get the inside of your ass.
On that note, we're going to go to a song. This song coming up is by The Hire. It was an awesome, awesome band. The song is called Guts.
Guts.
Do you have it?
Guts. Really?
Yeah. Wow. Either
Mo, tell them what they want.
Either the radio show is not coming up on people's iTunes or our listenership is continuing to go up for this whole night.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, apparently. All right. We're going to go to the song Guts by The Hire. You're listening to Crash Test Radio. We'll be back in a few.
She smokes like guns to the world. We'll catch your moderate slur and sing your modern love song. But wish you died anyway.
This is me interviewing Ed Sullivan. What's new, Ed?
Well, Joey, tonight we have a really big show.
Okay, and now a word from our sponsor. He takes a very steady hand. Don't touch the sides. Butterfingers.
I was making radio shows for fun. If everybody does it, everybody I know. Shut up!
You are now listening to Crash Test Radio only on iDobeRadio.com.
You're goddamn right you are.
What's up, guys? Crash Test Radio. Check us out, myspace.com. I think it's a / now. Crash Test Radio. Also, check us out, crashtestradioshow.com. That's Billy's website, Uncle Will.
And if you want to get involved with the show, on the AIM name tonight is Bobby from Thrive. AIM name is Crash Test Losers. So we're back, and we've had a bunch of requests tonight on the AIM to revert back to a bit of an old thing, Rock.
Yeah, we're going to do our advice thing. We did it back in November. It seemed pretty good. So
but tonight, let's not make it just love advice. Let's make it
anything.
Advice tonight.
You having problems with anything?
Yeah, if your teacher's giving you a hard time at school or something,
yeah,
we want you to call in. So we're going to give out the number quickly. It's 973-229-6647. That was the number quickly.
973-229-6647.
And one more time, if you're thinking about calling but you're not sure and you want some advice, 973-229-6647. I'm sorry that the feed sounds like absolute dog shit tonight. I have no idea what the fuck is wrong with it.
And also, I don't know what's going on with the podcast. We're about a month behind. We don't do it. Tom from Adobe does it.
It was Tom's birthday from Adobe the other day. So happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, man.
that was so heartfelt.
Man. Here's a few comments. I saw people left that were pretty funny. Jimmy Vomit, I listened to your Sausage Fest a couple of times now.
I love when Rocco loses his speech.
Are you smarter than a pothead is a great idea. Good show tonight. Hope Cliff can get that date. That was when our big black guy called.
Oh, Tropicana?
Yeah, wanted to get a date with Cliff. And yeah, that's about it. Those are ones that caught my eye.
Nice. So, yeah, so we're going to do the advice again one more time. 973-229-6647 is the advice hotline. And you
give
can
us
guys
a call.
Give it a ring.
Also, go to myspace.com/Adobe and harass Tom. Tell him to get the podcast up. All right, here's a call. What's up? What's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's your favorite person, Jen.
Who's Jen?
From New Jersey.
Hi, how are you? Oh, Gentastic.
Come on. Oh,
Gentastic. Yeah, you called the last time we did this.
Yeah, and I'm in terrible need of love advice again. Big shock.
Okay.
Well, the last time I talked to you guys is about somebody totally different. It was like 3 months ago. Since then, I took your advice and I went out and picked up somebody.
What's her name?
She became my boyfriend.
Oh,
and boyfriend. Now I don't know what we are.
Why?
Some of those weird situations. Saturday night, he told me that he still wanted to see me, but he didn't want to be my boyfriend anymore.
Oh, I can take care of that right now for you. Here, pass me the phone.
Okay.
He's got this one.
Jen, what? I don't even know where I'm talking. Jen, can you hear me? Hold on, I'm trying to figure
out. It's the back end. You put it to the mic. Yeah.
Can you hear me, Jen?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Jarrett speaking, and I have some unfortunate news for you.
What was that?
That means that... Here, Rock is going to take this one.
What?
What the hell was that? I already expecting the worst from him,
I think what you should do is never take our advice. Probably.
But I took your advice and it helped, and I was really happy for 3 months.
Oh.
That's how long it lasts, Jen. You have to understand it's the 3 months.
Yeah.
It's like a high school relationship. The first month's great. The second month is kind of rocky. And the third month, you're like, where the fuck did everything go wrong?
Also a lot of circumstances that happened. One of his best friends and bandmate, his drummer, passed away.
I knew you were going to say die. Why do we have to bring that into
this? There's a lot of stress on him right now, and that's his reason for not being able to handle his boyfriend right now.
Guess maybe just give him some time. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't touch that, dude. That's way too
I think
serious
you're gonna just have to give
show.
Him some time until he figures out his own shit. Maybe give him some space, you know?
That's what I've been doing. I haven't called him, haven't done anything, and Saturday night I was at one of his shows and he came up to me and started talking to me, so I was like, whatever.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So
go with the flow.
Acting
go
really
with
cool
the flow.
About it, and it seems to be working, but I don't know. Maybe you guys have some other advice for me.
I think now, just give him some now. Space. He'll be back.
Now we're way too deep on this one. We need to
Yeah.
Sorry.
You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Give him some space. I'm sure he'll be back.
I know.
We gotta take another call, dude.
I really still care about you and everything, but
no, I'm sure he does.
I can't be with anybody right now.
I gotcha. All right. Well, it'll work out for you. Trust me. Just give him some time.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
How's it going, man?
Yeah. Hey, my name is...
What's your name?
Nate.
What's up, Nate? What's your problem?
Well, I'm in high school, and I have this algebra teacher, and his name is Mr. Joles. But the problem is, whenever he's trying to teach our class, he starts talking about movie quotes, and nobody ever understands him. I mean, this guy is...
I thought this... Wait, whoa, hold on.
Smack him in the fucking face.
I thought this was going in a totally different direction.
And I'm slightly upset that it's not.
Well, you know what? Cliff is really good with movie notes, actually. So tell him a couple of movie quotes that your teacher gives you.
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't know if I should go and approach him and tell him, hey, you need to knock it off because nobody is old enough
He's talking about Casablanca? Yeah,
so what's the problem?
So what's the problem?
Well, see, he's not teaching the class. He's trying to relate through movies.
Who gives a shit?
I usually don't use these words, but you're a faggot.
God, come on, man.
That sounds like a pretty sweet class.
Who cares? Yeah. I used to have a class like that where all we did was watch movies every day.
Yeah, you sure you're not a... Oh, God.
Are you serious? That's your problem? Dude, if that's your biggest problem, I got to pee right now.
Learn. All right, guys, I'll call up. We're sorry we missed a bunch of those calls. 973-229-6647.
Keep trying. Just keep calling.
Yeah, let's get right to the stories, though, and make them a little bit quick so we give everyone time to share their interesting stories like algebra class.
Yeah, right?
Ass munch.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
That makes me want to get out of Radio Rock.
It does. That's your biggest problem. My teachers quotes movies.
I think he was joking.
Yeah.
But when telling a joke, the teller should aim first make sure the joke is funny. We'll move on to after that. Jeez, clever.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Amen to that.
Amen. So give us a call, guys. 973-229-6647.
We had like 8,000 calls coming in, and we didn't pick any of them up.
We did. Everyone gave up.
And then it got very sad and horrible.
So what's that book over there?
My mom bought me a book. It's called Eating Your Auntie Is Wrong. The world's
what?
My mom bought me a book called "Eating Your Auntie Is Wrong." The world's
eating
strangest,
your auntie.
Yeah, the world's strangest customs.
Uh huh.
It's really, really weird. And I don't know why she bought it for me.
What is
some,
it?
Some interesting. Basically, it's like old weird traditions. In India, a woman who wanted to make her husband obedient had to feed him a loaf of bread. The loaf being made from a quantity of flour that weighed exactly the same as her left shoe. So think about that now. Let's think about this realistically.
What?
You're like, oh, today's the day I have to make my husband obedient, so I have to bake that loaf of bread that everyone's always told me to. And
that's the size of your left shoe?
It must. The quantity of the flour involved with it must weigh the same as my left shoe for it to work. So I take my nasty-ass shoe off and pour flour in. Weigh it, I guess, with the... Hello?
Uh-huh.
You cut out.
You cut out for a second.
Boner?
No, you're still there.
Okay.
Have you seen my wiener?
Frank and Bay.
It's just a weird thing to think about. Like in India, it was thought that if a child's nose itched, if foretold the onset of a serious illness, the standard remedy was to hit the child in the nose with a shoe and then spit. Now think about this. So you're sitting there watching the ball game with your son, and this fucking he starts scratching his nose. You're like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? And he's like, my nose is just dad. So you take your fucking shoe off and smack him in the nose with it and then spit on him.
Yeah.
Sounds
and
about
you
right.
And then your son had to understand and be like, oh, yeah, because it would have been,
Oh, my God, that is funny.
European cure for constipation was to eat bacon. However, to be effective, the bacon had to be stolen.
Remember that time that our friend Adam was doing the Atkins diet and he called you up and goes, bro, I ate 2 cases of bacon in one day and I threw up the first day of my Atkins
diet.
Did
he really?
Remember that?
I don't know if I said did he really. So, but no,
oh, man. He ate 2 full packages of bacon all day. That's all he ate. And he was like, dude, I'm not losing any weight. I just got really sick.
To me, it's funny, though, the idea that the bacon had to be stolen for it to be effective. You're like, fuck, I really got to take a shit. I can't believe I have to risk going to jail now because I have to steal this bacon to make myself shit.
Guys, give us a call, 973-229-6647. Call into Crash Test Radio now and get your love advice.
Or any advice, as we said, minus
or any advice. Even if your teacher's quoting movies.
In Germany, wives avoided putting overly hot food on the table. According to tradition, the longer it bubbled, the longer their husbands would beat them.
Yeah.
And with that, Northern India, a man who lost more than two wives would shake off his bad luck by marrying a sheep or a plant.
Yeah.
So thanks, Mom. India? Thank you, Mom, Mother, for this book.
I thought you said India.
No, I think he did.
A baby boy in Fiji was encouraged to strike his mother as soon as he was capable. If not, it was feared that he would grow up a coward.
Ah.
So that's the book my mom bought me. Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool book.
Have you ever thought about this? Like when you've been really broke in your life, you look at like a gift someone gave you, like this book right now, that says 1995 on the back of it.
Ugh.
I think about like how broke I am in life. And to say that, like, my mom spent, like, $20 on this book.
Yeah.
I could have had, like, $20. She could have just given me $20. It would have been, like, sweet.
Oh, totally.
But instead, I have Eating Your Auntie is Wrong. But Eating thank you, Mother, for this book.
We wouldn't be able to kill some time here on the radio.
Right. It's true, but we're going to go to a song by, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, Bobby.
Who?
Bobby, on this radio show.
Yeah.
Is in a band.
Bobby, you're in a band?
What do you play, man?
I play the triangle and the tambourine.
No, Bobby, they're fucking being serious for a second.
Yeah, I've never. This is all new.
Tell us about your band.
Give us an answer.
I'm the lead vocalist and the bass player.
Okay.
For what band?
Yeah, what's the name of the band?
Thrive.
Any good gigs coming up?
Gigs.
Oakland Oaks Lodge this Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
And what was that?
You want to give away? You want to give away some tickets to the Oakland Elks Lodge?
There's no tickets. You just pay at the door.
Do you want to give away some guest list?
Can't you put someone on a guest list?
Oh,
look at you, you Jew bastard.
Hey! All right, we're going to go to a song by Bobby's favorite band called Blink-182.
The Decline?
It's not a bad night for it. We will do it. All right, we're going to go to a song by Thrive. This song is, what's it called? Novella or something?
Telenovela.
Telenovela. And those guys suck. I don't know them.
Who's Telenovela?
That's the name of the song, douchebag.
Oh, all right, here it is. Telenovela
on
Crash Test Radio. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Thrive. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you, Bobby, for giving us a new track for everyone to hear. I really want to go to
you guys, yeah, I feel bad. We'll be right back.
And that was Thrive, guys. Thank you guys.
Now I don't know what you want.
Hey, that was Three. If you're listening to Crash Test Radio, if you're interested in Three, go fuck yourselves. But welcome back to the
show.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Now, if you're interested in Three, you can go to myspace.com/Three, which you probably could have figured out.
Yeah. I go to it like 8 times a day by myself.
And it's T as in Tom, H as in Harry, R as in Roger, E as in Eric, E as in Eric, V as in Victor, E as in Eric.
Yeah.
So this show is not really going anywhere tonight.
No, of course it is. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
We're going to do one more stab at the advice column if you guys want to call up 973-229-6647. Someone should be on the other line to give you some advice. Yeah. Our radio show number, though, is 973-229. That's funny in my head. 973-229-6647, or else we're going to jump off the air and
give us a call. You have something to talk about? Hey, we'll listen. Here's someone.
Hold on.
What's going on?
Yeah,
you're on the air.
You gotta answer the phone.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley Tropicana.
Ashley Tropicana?
I thought Tropicana was a big black man.
Wait. Are you the one that
shenanigans?
shenanigans on both accounts.
Shenanigans on Tropicana.
Are you the one who thinks that Cliffy sounds cute?
Yeah.
Are you?
That was so not convincing.
So where are you from? Where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff will make a trip.
Where in Chicago? Like, where? A suburb or in the city?
Suburb.
Yeah.
Do you live in, where's Motherwell? Do you live in Schaumburg?
She didn't hear you.
So wait.
No. Ask her if she lives in Schaumburg.
You heard me misspell environment, was it, on the radio, and now you're interested, huh?
So what'd you want to say?
I wanted to ask a question, actually.
What's that?
Okay, I'm so in love with this guy on the radio. I went out on a date with this weekend. And
what happened to Cliffy?
Cheating on me already.
He's ugly.
He's ugly. Just tell him.
Why'd she go out with? Where'd she meet? Did she meet him on MySpace?
Yeah, where'd you meet this guy? MySpace.
I met him through a friend like 2 years ago.
That sucks.
That sucks. Your friend sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Are you pissed off at your friend?
No.
Have you seen Have you seen Cliffy's picture?
No.
Why not?
He's sexy.
I don't know.
Cliffy's sexy. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Cliffy does that.
Cliffy's ugly.
That's cool with Cliffy.
What's this? I want to know this guy's name.
What's the guy's name?
His name's Tony.
Tony.
Oh, that should have been your first fucking clue.
Yeah, guy's named Tony. Dick.
You don't date guys named Tony.
Where'd you guys go? What was the first date like?
We saw 300.
How was that, man?
Hey, how was that?
It was so good.
I got to pause this. I think going to a movie on the first date is the worst idea in the entire world.
It's the worst way to get to know someone.
Hey, let's spend time together not talking.
Let's stare at a screen.
Go to the movies when you're uncomfortable in your relationship and you just got into a fight and it's like, you want to go out tonight? It's fine. Like, yeah. Let's go see that movie.
Whose idea was it to go see the movie?
We both really wanted to see it.
You belong together.
So what were you thinking the whole time you're in the movie? You're like, how do I get out of this?
I was so interested in the movie. I didn't even care. But like,
did he try anything? What? Did he try to touch like your hand and put your hand on?
No.
No.
Why was he unattractive? Was it weight or just looks or hair? What was it that made him unattractive?
I don't know. He is a country club tennis playing Jewish kid.
What you got wrong with the Jews, bitch? Got him fucking rallying up some KKK out there in Chicago.
No, I've got nothing against them, but.
I've never met a Jewish country guy in my life, by the way. They're all fucking bullshit Christians, you fucking goyim.
So he calls you all the time, and what do you say?
What the fuck?
What?
Hold on. He calls. So now he keeps calling you, and you don't know what to do?
Yeah, oh, that's good.
You just don't answer?
Yeah.
I hope he calls you for the rest of his life, you fucking Nazi.
All right, well, I don't know. I think you're going to have to keep ditching his calls.
I think we have to go. You got to get to your fucking rally.
She said she didn't have anything against the Jews.
Yeah, after she goes, he's a country Jew.
She said she didn't have anything against the
Jews. I wish we had quick playback, you Nazi.
So I don't know. I guess she's got to just keep avoiding his balls or burn a cross on his lawn. I don't know.
Like a girl's eye.
Funny, I just got a message from
you're
Laura
Jewish
saying that she's got the same problem as her before she met you.
What, that she's with a guy who's too ugly? Is that what you're saying? Is that your joke?
No, I actually.
Is that your little quip?
If you would have listened, if you would have fucking listened,
I think he was complimenting you.
She told, quit when you're asshole, because it actually makes you sound good for once. I don't know how.
Yeah, I actually realized that. I was like, wait, no, he actually just gave you a compliment.
What? What was
and
the compliment?
And I was
going
to turn around on him and be what? Like, oh, you must have been the guy that she dated before.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, Cliff? I just called you Cliff. Oh, that's wrong name tag on there. Sorry. Bobby.
That Laura actually said that she had the same problem right before, meaning that not with you, Rocco.
Oh, it's so fucked up. Your mic cut out.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Continue. What?
I hear you. Okay, I know.
She was saying that she had
about.
The same problem before she met Rocco.
Well, fuck yeah. She found
and
a young, handsome stud after that guy.
All right. Speaking of young, handsome studs, if you want some information or advice from Cliffy, dude, those
you
want to
get reamed out on the radio.
The biggest stud, yeah.
On the internet.
973-229-6647. Final call.
No Nazi
callers, 973.
Please.
Yeah. We're going to refrain from the Jew haters. 973-229-6647.
Yeah.
That phone. Sorry, we have to screen all these calls that are coming through. We'll get one on in a second. Meet the
bang. What are you saying?
Oh,
you never saw the producers?
No.
No. How, I watched no. the first 5 minutes
when speaking
of that,
into
I turned
your
it off.
Mic.
The only thing I've seen with the producers was
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, and I have no interest in it. I feel like I saw the show.
No, right?
Yeah, I feel like I saw it already.
Will Ferrell goes into this whole Nazi number.
Uh-huh.
And it's absolutely hilarious.
Sounds it.
This girl's flipping out saying that she's not a Nazi. She loves Jews.
Oh
yeah. That's like when someone's like, I'm not a racist.
I know
a
black guy.
Friend. Yeah.
I know a black guy.
And then they go, there were two, and they're like, oh, I have a black friend. Actually, him and his friend came over. There were two black guys in my house last week. I can't claim to say this, but a comedian was like, if you know how many black people have been in your house, you are a racist. So, I put that little fake accent on for it, too. Ugh, disgusting.
It's nice.
Now she's trying to tell me that she's not flipping out. Bullshit. You were caught in a lie.
No, I think she likes him. She doesn't not like him because he's Jewish. I think he just had an ugly mug.
A Jew mug is a
Jew mug. I didn't like him because he had one of those little hats, the one of those little half hats and a big hook nose, and he was always talking about money.
I can't believe how freely she said, like, we say it, but we're allowed to because we're internet radio hosts.
Yeah.
But for a caller, just be like, oh, he was just like this country boy Jew. It was so horrible.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know if I'm offended or if I'm more just disgusted in the idea that we live amongst these people, Rocco. These Jews, we live amongst them.
Oh, they're always eating at the Italian restaurants and going, this red sauce is pretty good, but the one down the street is better.
And cheaper.
$10 for meatballs. Oh, my sugar.
That's your mother's voice, Rock.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's your story? What's your question?
Dude, I went on this date, right, with this chick.
No, you didn't.
We're on a date. And,
no,
you went to a movie, we're going back to my house.
Yeah.
You live in the towns.
What do you mean? Did you just sex?
Yeah, is he talking about penis and vagina?
What did you guys do it?
The in out?
Let him finish his fucking story.
And I find out he's a dude.
No, you didn't.
Bullshit.
Come on.
Yeah. It was your Uncle Steve. Hey!
You know that
I saw that movie too.
Man, you know that makes you gay, right?
No way, dude.
No, you're gay.
Is that Groff?
That makes you gay.
Is that Santa? Santa, come clean.
Whoa. Be honest, man. Did you do anything with this guy, even though you thought it was a girl? That doesn't make you gay if you did anything.
No, I didn't.
Did you kiss him? Come on, you kissed him. It's cool, man.
You held his hand. You earlier in your story, you said you held his hand.
You kissed him hello or goodbye.
The Adam's apple didn't bother you. No way. Who's that in the background? Your grandmother?
Is that your boyfriend in the background?
Do you live with your grandma?
Who is that? Is he gone?
That's my grandma.
I knew it! I called it!
So what's your point, man?
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem was. You said you got some.
What should I do?
fuck them.
Continue it, yeah.
Dude, gay guys have the best life, man. All they have to do is go around and fuck. They never get emotionally attached to anyone. That's why it's great to be gay. Dude, don't worry about it. They just go around and fuck. What?
I'm not gay, though.
Really?
No, I know. Come on, man. You
I highly doubt it.
Did you kiss him on the cheek, hello, or goodbye?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gay. That makes you gay. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Right?
Rock, remember when we did that, like,
homo,
remember, like, the fourth or fifth show?
Yeah,
when we did something that we felt really bad about and we thought we were actually never gonna do internet radio again.
Yeah, that didn't just happen.
You don't think so?
No, because he's
lying. First
he's,
off
he's, yeah story, first of all he's yeah, lying
story's obviously not
but
true.
If he did he kissed the, you know, he's gay.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I don't think he's gay. I'm just saying that to drive him crazy.
All right. We're going to go with one more call because I can't end on that note.
Good looking.
973-229-6647. 973-229-6647. If you want to get anything in quickly, email Bobby from Threave on the Instant
Messenger. I took a chick on a date. And I came home and I realized I was a dude. Yeah,
I don't think there's a single person that's happened to that listens to this radio show. Right now I got
11,320 went out on
listeners.
A date with what he thought was a girl. And when he came home, he finds out it's a man.
Bobby, anyone on the AIM say anything interesting?
No, but that girl, okay. That girl Tropicana.
Yeah.
Said that she's Jewish.
Yeah, I know.
That's
Jewish
why she
referred. But you're says. A very rude Jew.
I'm black too.
Is that the one who said Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sure that a Jewish girl would then,
well, wouldn't she
when
say
telling
that, like,
the story, say,
"Oh, he was a Jew. By the way,
he was a Jew. I happen to be one." Like, yeah. It's you. As even if you don't like Jews and you're Jewish, you're a dumb liar, Tropicana. I hate you. And if you were Tropicana, you'd have lots of pulp in you because I hate pulp in my Tropicana. You and your stupid fucking name. Yeah, you're named after a casino. It happens to be the shittiest casino on the strip as well.
Hey, what's up?
She's ripping up your album cover right now.
What's up, man? You're on the air. What do you want to say, man? Hello?
I'm speechless now.
Oh, is this you?
It's Leisha, but I just wanted to say that the other restaurant is Swingers.
Thank you. What did I say?
You're right.
I was fucking
you
correct.
You said Shenanigans.
No, I said Flingers, you asshole. I said Shenanigans was super.
She said
they went across.
She said Schlingers, not Flingers.
Thanks.
No, it's Flingers.
Yeah, it's Flingers.
It's Flingers.
He goes into the restaurant and he asks her on a date, and she's like, "Well, do you mean Flingers or do you mean the other one was Shenanigans. She asked if it was like Flingers or Shenanigans. He was like, Flingers.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're totally right. You're right.
Totally right.
Thanks for the call, Leisha. Yeah, thanks for telling us.
I knew it was fucking Flingers. On that, I can go out of the show for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm happy we did well because I won.
Yeah, you're totally not a hate monger now.
Do you see how that worked? We went from the beginning show and wrapped it all up in the end like Seinfeld.
It was like a Seinfeld episode. We'll be back with more. Maybe we'll bring that Nazi into the studio next week.
Do we know who she is?
I don't
know. Okay, wait. Before we get off the air, I don't know if I should say this because I feel like someone might steal it, the idea.
No one's good. Our ideas are already stolen.
Okay, well, no. Give us a comment on MySpace if you think this is something we can do or something we can't do.
Oh,
I was thinking about a bit
where
every show we have Uncle Will or someone on a laptop pretending to be
back,
a
jump
young...
Jump back, jump back, jump back.
Yeah.
If you listen to our To Catch a Predator show... You'll appreciate what Rocco is saying here. Let's hear it, Rock. Now
okay.
Go for it.
So I was saying that Billy should go on every show as a young girl or young boy and go into
a chat
room.
He's going to sign on at 9 p.m.
Exactly.
Eastern.
And he should talk to, like, a pedophile. Like, try and bait a pedophile and talk to them and update us what the pedophile's saying and, like, all this shit. And then at the end of the show, we'll reveal to the guy who thinks he's talking to a young boy or girl that...
We'll reveal the screen
boo!
Name.
Yeah, we'll tell everyone... That's
what
listening.
If we can get
his
like
screening.
A phone number too?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's do it all.
I
email
think
address,
do
home
that.
Address, his wife's name.
Yeah, call it to
Yo,
catch a Billy.
I need two underage prostitutes for the mayor.
Yeah,
everything would be the
yeah,
mayor.
Yeah, I'm the mayor's son. Yeah, can we get pizza when we meet?
I think it'd be hilarious because Will doesn't talk. Uncle Will doesn't talk too much during the show, but
yeah.
If he just chimes in with every like good quote, I think it's a great
idea. I think
idea.
We can do that.
Let's just
I think
do
it'd
it.
Be fucking awesome.
I say we do it.
Right?
But we can't tell our listeners what Billy's screen name is because them being the scumbags that they are, we'll try and message him. Yeah, they'll fuck with him.
But we'll find out the guy who wanted to, you know, bang a young kid. What
I
want to
point something great out tonight. Bobby, that's your name, right?
Who?
Bobby is on the instant messenger for the first time, and he has the sound up on his computer. So every time an instant message has popped up for the entire show, through the microphone you hear the instant message noise. And I want to just point that out now at the end of the show.
I heard it. Billy used to do the same thing when you guys weren't around.
Yeah, everybody I am is fucking coming up.
What?
I wasn't talking to you.
Who are you talking to? Oh, man. What are we doing?
Show's over. Thank you guys for listening. This is Crash Test Radio. It's Monday, March 19th, in case you haven't been sure of what the day has been all week.
If you went through the whole day without realizing
what day
was. What day is today? Oh, well, Crash Test Radio will be on tonight. I'll find it.
And if you're not joining us over at XM, have a great day.
We'll see you guys next week. Check us out, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio.
Peace. Out.